myself today to see if I still feel.
Welcome back. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber wants to help you out. Hey, let him come in and build your cabinets. We're going to do some cabinets in our garage, and I'm going to let Wes and the folks come in and design those for us. It's going to be awesome. My wife loves her walk-in closet with all the cabinets there. You know what's crazy about our cabinets in our mudroom and our laundry room and our kitchen and our bathrooms and our walk-in closet and all? You know what's amazing about it? Not one problem with them ever. Not one problem ever. Not a loose screw. Not something won't fit in right. Not something's coming apart. Nothing. Man, that guy Wes, he is the Michelangelo of cabinets.
If there is a problem, though.
Yo, he'd solve it.
He comes right out and fixes it, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't he?
Yeah, while his DJ revolves it. Yeah. Harbin Lumber is the best. He's noticed something before. I didn't know what it was. And it worked out. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. In that Tua versus Hurts thing, yeah, Zach, I'm not going to sit and argue and tell you that, oh, well, Hurts didn't win football games. He did. What I'm telling you is that Tua's a better football player. And you can't say, well, they beat Clemson last year. Well, they did. Let me give you, it was the defense that shut Clemson down last year is the reason they beat Clemson, held them to 6 points. Their scoring drives last year, 47-yard that ended in a field goal, a 46-yard that ended in a touchdown. That started in Clemson territory on that one. A 27-yard drive off of an interception. Interception. That ended in a touchdown. And then a pick six. So the offense only scored 17 points. Of those, the two touchdown drives started at Clemson's 46 and Clemson's 27-yard line. And in the end, I was right, they had 261 yards of offense. Now, again, they won the game 24-6, but they won the game because their defense set up a great field position, and they won the game because they shut down Clemson's offense. And, yeah, Jalen Hurts can do that again this year. You can do that. But my question is, where are they better?
That's a tough stat line to look at.
What's that?
Jalen Hurts, 16 of 24, 120 yards. He had two touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
Kelly Bryant had 124 yards and two interceptions in that game.
Yeah. It wasn't a passing clinic. You didn't put that tape on to see two great quarterbacks throw the ball downfield in that
game. No.
Tech said you only seen Tua for 15 minutes. Well, I know what Tua does, though. I actually saw him more than that. We saw him in the spring game, and then we saw him in several games last year. So it's not, we didn't just see them in those. Do they win the national championship without Tua last year?
No, history tells us no.
Okay. That's what I'm telling you. And that wasn't the only game he played last year, by the way.
It's the only game he played significant, meaningful minutes.
Yeah. He was 49 of 77, 636 yards, 11 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Last year against Fresno State, 6 of 9 for 64 yards and a touchdown. 1 for 4 against Colorado State for no yards in that one. Vandy, 8 of 10 for 103 and 2 touchdowns. Ole Miss, 3 of 5 for 51 and a touchdown. Arkansas, 1 of 2 for 33. Tennessee, 9 of 12, 134 and a touchdown. Mercer, 7 of 11, 85 and 3 touchdowns. And then Georgia, 14 of 24, 166, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's a better passer, no doubt. And what that does is it gets you out of the box. It gets your safeties back playing a little, not cheating. Gets your linebackers not cheating. Gets your defensive ends not cheating. Gets your cornerbacks not cheating. And it just makes you a better team. It opens up the field more. Simple to me. The other side of you here is that players are saying that Tua was better throughout the season anyway and practiced throughout the season anyway. Chad is in Columbia, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Hey, good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing well, Mac. Hope you are, too.
Good. Fantastic.
Mac, I don't think many people want Alabama with Tua. You know, I mean, I would pay a couple grand probably for them to start Jalen Hurts. I mean, you know, the past couple of years we've played Alabama, they've had a blowout of a quarterback. And, you know, we got blown out once and two dogfights. And so, I mean, you put a guy there with the skill positions that they have, with the offensive line they have that is willing to cut it loose and throw it in tight windows. I mean, that's going to be a challenge. I mean, you look at Jalen Hurts and the number of balls he's completed against us last couple of years. How many of those balls have been somewhat contested? You know, if somebody's wide open, they'll throw it. If not, he's going to probably kind of try to tuck and run. Very similar to Connor Shaw. Very similar to Kelly Bryant. You know, you got to have somewhat of a bust coverage or somebody just wide open and he'll sling it. If not, he just kind of has that delay like many quarterbacks have and an unwillingness to, you know, throw the ball downfield. And so I think that's one reason. I remember, I don't know if it was a spring game or a regular season game or what, but there was a clip where Nick Saban's on the sideline, you hear him mic'd up or something, and he says, I mean, you know, find somebody that'll throw it downfield. And he's talking about somebody was open and his unwillingness to throw it. So, I mean, if I'm Brent Venables, I mean, I promise you he's not wanting to out there because, like you said, safeties are going to have to play back, not going to be able to come up and run support. And they're just a completely different animal than on first down. There's no telling what they might do. And so I want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll just hang up the list.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. Here's the thing, Mr. Ward 24, Jack Lake Tonto, Eskimo Watch brother. Calvin Ridley was a first-round draft pick last year. Against Clemson, four catches for 39 yards. You don't have to defend the down-the-field stuff with Calvin Ridley.
Sure.
As good as Damian Harris is, as good as Bo Scarborough was, as good as Najee Harris is, defending those without the threat makes it easier. And it's not, I mean, Alabama last year, Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs and Cam Sims and Robert Foster and, I mean, these are good, very good wide receivers that just didn't have any opportunities downfield. You got to have balance, man. You got to have balance. You got to have threats. When Chad Morris got here, he talked about throwing it downfield twice a quarter. Test the defense downfield twice a quarter. That's eight times a game. And this makes it much, much, much more difficult to defend, I think. You disagree with this, it sounds like.
I don't disagree with it. I'm just trying to provide a bit of a counterpoint, a bit of an opposition. I don't know if it's as clear-cut and you know, a slam dunk case as you're painting it to be.
I will.
Because, you know, this is, for all intents and purposes, the same conversation we have in Clemson. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. No doubt.
And I don't know if that conversation is as clear-cut as we want it to be either.
I think that both will play.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Who starts, though? Because that matters. That matters to those guys. That matters to that team. It matters, even if we say it doesn't. Say both are going to play. It matters who is taking those first snaps.
I would care more about who takes the majority of the snaps, though.
Okay.
You're a New York Yankee fan.
I am.
When the game's on the line, Chapman's in the game. And Robertson's in the game. Batonson's in the game. Now Britton's going to be in the game when the game's on the line. Now, yeah, the starter's important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to take away from that. You'd like it to have where Tanaka comes in last year, pitches a complete game.
Three-hit shutout. Shutout, baby. Let's
one
go.
Walk on the four base runners. You like that?
4-0 win last night.
Nice. But when it comes time when the game's on the line, then let's go to the best player. William is in Georgia. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's going on, Mickey?
Good. Yeah, great. Hope you are, too. We're doing great.
Yeah, I'll be the first one to admit, the guy was talking about too. I'll be the first one to admit, Tua's the one that beat us in the national championship game. I'll be the first one to admit that.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you something. We got some DBs this year. I mean, I had DeAndre Baker. He might be the best DB in the conference. I mean, I could be wrong, but he might be. But here's the thing, man. I said all year, and I told you, our secondary was weak, man. And Tua found out just how weak it was. I mean, and I don't think next year it's going to matter if it's Tua, Hurts, or whoever. I'm loving and I'm wanting that rematch. And then I want to come see your boys. So I want to get over here and talk about it, let you talk about it and see what you guys say. Take it easy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Georgia was a weakness secondary last year, yes. Hurts couldn't exploit that, and Tua came in and exploited that. No doubt about it. No doubt. I think Hurts is a safe guy. Last year, Hurts threw one interception the entire year. One interception, right? So he's a safe guy. And they're going to play good enough defense, they'll get by with it. But I think your offense is better. If I'm a running back, I don't want nine guys in the box. If I'm a wide receiver, I want to run a route knowing that there might be some sort of chance if I go more than 10 yards downfield, the ball might find a way to get to me. Or else, what am I doing running, man? I'm just running just to run. I'm getting good exercise, getting my steps in on my Fitbit.
Getting my steps in.
I want to touch on this more after Sam Blackman. Sam Blackman's going to come in and tell us about Barbara Kennedy Dixon and our fallen greatest athlete, women's athlete in Clemson history. But I want to talk more about this when we come back. But we kind of got a couple minutes here to get into this. How about the fact that he's talking to Tua and Hurts about bringing attention to themselves and talking to the family? You know, Hurts' dad said it'd be the biggest free agent in college football history.
Yep.
He didn't want all that noise, that Twitter noise. He didn't want to have to answer questions about it. Your dad said this, your uncle said this, your mom said this, your girlfriend said this on Twitter, on Instagram, this came out. Like, that's a distraction to him. But I think it's a big, big lesson. Did you make anything of that, the family part of it?
I agreed with him wholeheartedly, which was strange for me to realize. I thought he was all over it in that sense. You don't want family members that are not directly involved with decision-making in the program to be putting their two cents in, because those things get into national media, and then you're getting asked about them at media days.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a pain. And while the player himself is not doing those things, it probably affects your decision-making ability towards that player, doesn't it? With
I don't know. I want to play the best player, like, no matter who the family member is. You know? But it's a distraction. Here's the one thing I'd like to ask Nick Saban. Like, what question aren't you aggravated with? Like, give us a list of questions, mm-hmm. and you write the questions and we'll ask them. Because it seemed like to me like every question is a distraction to him.
He just doesn't like doing the media stuff. Doesn't enjoy it.
I don't blame him. I can understand that. And I'm going to briefly set this up for after the interview now, though. But I think we could do an entire show talking to parents about how in the world to handle yourselves in Little League baseball, football, basketball, hockey, wrestling, tennis, golf, whatever it might be, as far as what to do and how to do it. I have had these situations come up to me, and watch the text lines when this happens. Parents yelling at umpires, yelling at coaches, play my kid. You're not sure what you're doing. Yelling at coaches, yelling at the kids. There's a couple of parody videos out there about the guys going out to take an 8-year-old out of a game as a pitcher and saying, it's a parody, like things you don't say to him. Like, but when your dad gets on out of prison, he needs to have a talk to you about how to throw a baseball or something. You know, stuff like that. Just joking around. Anyway, but the point is, like with my sister, every time I talk to my sister, we've got an 8-year-old playing travel ball.
Yep.
Which we shouldn't have, and I don't think we're gonna have that in the future. And I got a 14-year-old who's on this regional, even national golf kind of tours. And every time I talk to her, somebody's parent said something. Some coach said something. Somebody said something to coach. I'm telling you, it's every single time there's drama. And I told her 100,000 times, the games are hard enough as it is.
Yep.
To get stuck on what some parent said about some other child, about their child, or some umpire, or some game, whatever, and what the coach said, and this other kid couldn't play, and they didn't like their son batting. You know what happens with parents? The kids that don't play want their sons to play. The kids that play that don't start want them to start. The kids that start is batting ninth wants about eighth. Eighth wants about seventh. Seventh wants about sixth. The kid that's starting pitching a relief pitcher wants to be the starting pitcher. Starting pitcher wants to pitch more innings. In football, my kid's a quarterback. My kid's a starter. My kid's be playing. If he's a running back, run the ball more. If he's a wide receiver, throw the ball more. Coach this, coach that. And it's an absolute disgusting display. The umpires are terrible and yelling at him, "Ump, you stink." And we're telling our kids, man, no wonder the kids don't want to play some of this stuff. It's just high drama at every single turn.
Yep.
Every little league, you umpired, I umpired.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on, man. If I was a kid, my mom and dad never did that, by the way. Why would you want to play and get caught in a big drama game all day, every day? Take your kid to practice. Support your kid. Be positive with your kid. Don't talk to other parents about their kids. Don't yell at umpires. Don't yell at coaches. Don't tell the coach who to play. Just live a little drama-free life, man. Let the kids enjoy it. It's a game. These are kids. Why do you have to act like it's so doggone? It's not. Here's the bottom line. So many of these parents are living vicariously through their kids, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know all the people that all the Uncle Ricos of the world that, boy, if I wouldn't tore up my knee, we'd have won state and I'd be playing the NFL. You know, boy, whatever that knee surgery I would have been. So now I'm going to have Zach Jr. out here and you need to play him because he's the best thing ever. I ran recruiting service for about 9 years total. How many times quarterbacks, dads called me about rankings of quarterbacks? It was a nightly thing. Why do you have to say this about my kid? My kid's better than that kid. I saw him. We were at camp together. My kid certainly is a better player than that kid, you know?
Certainly.
Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Support your kids. I'm going to leave you with this segment. I had dinner with Clemson student athletes. A couple of track, there was a tennis or wrestling, whatever. We had this thing where, you know, different people, different segments of society came in, had dinner with them, talked about your profession and stuff like this. It's a professional night kind of thing. And then afterwards, I was talking to some people in their enrichment program, in their development program. And they gave 400 athletes, whatever it was, a questionnaire. And it said, if you could change one thing about your life, what would it be? The most overwhelming, the single most popular answer was, I wish my parents were just parents that just supported me. That's it. Just be my mom and dad. Don't be the fan. Just be my mom and dad. That's it. That's it. So, Nick Saban's right about a lot of that. I'll coach the football team. You just support your son. If he wins the Heisman or if he never plays it down, just be a mom and dad. That doesn't mean that your genes are better or worse than anybody else's. You had your chance. You played your game. Now let your son or daughter play their game. Let them enjoy their time. Just support them through all that stuff. Anyway, you're feeling me on this.
I'm with you. Just letting you roll with it. You're okay. All over it.
Okay. We'll get more of your thoughts when we come back after Sam Blackman. We will take a short break. Hey, speaking of golf and junior golf, Katichi has her junior golf classic coming up. That's the August 4th and 5th weekend. So stop by and Katichi.com. Call Jeff. Find out more about how you get your kid enrolled in that. And I keep telling you, man, I was on line last night looking at it. And these stay-and-play packages, they've got cabins, they've got houses, they've got these awesome cottages right there in a clubhouse. So if you want great food, if you want rides to the games, if you're a Georgia fan or a Clemson fan, go ahead and sign up now for those weekends. Stay and play packages at Katichi. Imagine that, playing golf on a Friday and on a Sunday and going to the game on a Saturday and tailgating. And so bring the wife down. She's going to love it. Or you know, get the fellas down on a little game weekend deal. If you're coming up from Charleston, coming up for Atlanta, coming down from Charlotte, whatever, for these weekends, pick out your game, get the stay and play packages, find out more at Katichi. Go online right now, find it at Katichi.com, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E. .com. Really cool stuff there. Barbara Kennedy Dixon passed away. Sam Blackman tells us about her and her life when we come back. More after this.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
I scream, you scream, let's all scream for Clemson University's new ice cream. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, made with milk, fruits, and nuts, grown right here in South Carolina. look for the certified SC label, a symbol of fresh food from local farms, sold by the pint in homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream in four delicious flavors and the favorite ice cream of the Clemson Tigers. For the official scoop, visit clemsonsbest.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds weighted averages on major nationwide carriers 4G LTE network results.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
At Engineers Sleep, all the materials are acquired from companies right here in the United States, and they come to their facility right here in Greenville. They're cut and glued and sewed and taped to the edges, and they're very proud of their manufacturing process that is a custom-designed, custom-built mattress just for you. There is no middleman. It's not sitting around a warehouse collecting dust. It is 10% off when you tell them you heard about it right here, which is really cool. All these are great experiences. My bed's a great experience. Yours can be as well. So go by, lay down, test out a couple of their mattresses. We want a little softer than this, a little firmer than this. Tell them exactly how you like it. Then they'll take care of it for you. I dealt with them. You're going to love it. 10% off when you tell them you heard about it here. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Free local delivery within 1 to 5 days of you even contacting them on the stuff. You're going to absolutely love your Engineered Sleep bed. Engineered Sleep off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. Go by and see them today and get a better bed at a better price. This is no middleman, engineersleep.com. Our friend, local author, local historian, Sam Blackman joins us. Good morning, Sammy. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Couldn't be better, Sammy. Couldn't be better. Sammy, we lost a great one this week. We lost what is perhaps the greatest women's athlete in Clemson athletic history, in Barbara Kennedy Dixon. Is there anybody else? I mean, who else is in that same category, Sammy? Or is it just a no-brainer that she's our greatest and most celebrated athlete here?
I would say she's the most celebrated, Mickey. It's just she's in a class all by herself, just a wonderful, person. We lost a great coach, mentor, and friend. It was just, she wore a lot of hats, and she was just a wonderful person, and it's just hard to say goodbye to your heroes, Mickey. It really is. And just things that you have read on social media this week, it's she touched a lot of people's lives during her career as a coach or as a academic advisor and a friend as well. She was just a lot, meant a lot to a lot of different people. And it's just, like I said, it's just hard to say goodbye to someone that has that much influence and and has touched so many lives like she did. She served the athletic department not only as a great athlete during her playing career in 1978 through 82, but also during her career.
Sammy, it didn't take her long when she got here to Clemson, came on a volleyball scholarship for Coach Annie Tribble. It didn't take her long. She averaged, I think it was over 18 points a game as a true freshman.
Yes. She started out, Mickey. She went out for cheerleading in junior high, and she saw what a great game basketball was, as she cheered for the boys junior high team there in Rome, Georgia. And she saw that it was a great game, and she wanted to try out. She tried out the next year, made a junior varsity team the girls junior varsity team. And then she developed into that first year was tough, because she just didn't know a lot of the game and how it was played. But then she learned and just came on as a great player. But she said she was lightly recruited. I did a talk to her, and she said that only Clemson, South Carolina, and West Georgia were interested. So, and when Miss Tribble came over to watch her play her senior year, she said that she was so nervous and just didn't seem like anything went right. And she, didn't hear from Miss Tribble for a day or two or so. And then she said that she kept persevering and, just wouldn't give up. And she called Miss Tribble and then Miss Tribble said, Barbara, you can come. I'm out of basketball scholarships. You'll have to come on. I'll put you on a volleyball scholarship. And when she came to Clemson, tried out for the volleyball team, but I don't think she had played volleyball in high school and didn't know much about the game. And so she just said that she was didn't do well. And then basketball season came on, and then she of course went out was on the team. And like you said, Mickey, it didn't take her long to do well. I remember watching her. I think it might have been a freshman or sophomore year. My sister Karen was working in the sports information office and keeping statistics, and she said, "Sammy, you got to watch this one of our young players play, Barbara Kennedy. She's phenomenal. You've got to come watch her play." So, I came and watched her, and she was something else, Mickey. Just had a great inside game, and just had a good turnaround jump shot that you just could not stop, and just a phenomenal player. And then she told me her freshman year she was a little discouraged, and she just said, I just don't belong here, and cause I guess she's just so hard on herself. And Miss Tribble was the type coach that she needed at that time. Miss Tribble was also like a mother type coach. She was a good friend, mentor to them, and she would make sure everything, their players were comfortable, and just, you know, had what they needed, and she was just a good influence on all our players. And Barbara, she became, you know, really close, great friends, you know, till, and see, Miss Trimble died of cancer, you know, and she passed away 2 or 3 years ago, and I'm sure they're talking in heaven now, just to, enjoying good, talking about the, you know, good times they had, but they were just very close, and they developed into a great friendship. But she was a phenomenal player, and Mickey, just the accolades, just numerous. She, this is what's so incredible. She's still the ACC's leading scorer as far as career points, 3,113 points, 1,252 rebounds, and that's just phenomenal, Mickey. And then she was first team All ACC for 3 years, MVP of the tournament, and if I'm not mistaken, she's the only player to be named Atlantic Coast Conference tournament most valuable player, and being on the losing team in the finals. That's just phenomenal, Mickey. And she's still, she has this accolade that no one will ever break, you know. She was the first, she scored the very first points in the inaugural NCAA tournament. The first NCAA tournament occurred during her senior year in 1982, because of the time the game was played and the day it was played, she scored the very first points in the NCAA tournament, and she finished with 43 points in that game. Mickey, she had 93 during her career, 93 20 point games, 28 30 plus point games, and 6 40 point games during her career. And just a phenomenal, like I said, just phenomenal athlete and a phenomenal person. I knew her whenever I was in school, and I came, she was like a, a freshman when I think she was a junior, and she was, you know, I got to see her play more then, and then of course her senior year. And this one opposing coach told me, said, the way we played Clemson, our strategy was, let Barbara score all her points. He said, you're not going to stop her, but we're not going to, you know, we're going to worry about stopping the other Clemson players. And that's how we defense Clemson. You just couldn't stop Barbara. She's going to get her points, but we're going to try to stop the other players. So that's how they defended against Clemson, and that was their strategy. But just, we lost, like I said, a great hero, friend, coach, mentor. I remember when Coach Davis was hired, he hired Barbara. She was working in Charleston, and she was also a singer. I think she even had a record at one time, and cut a record, and like I said, she was working in Charleston, I think, for the tourism department there, and Coach Davis hired her as an assistant coach, and she served in that capacity for a while, and under Coach Jim Davis, and then she went into the minority recruitment, and then she went to Vickery Hall academic advising, and then she served there for several years, and then Coach Davis hired her again as a director of basketball operations, and then she was then she served in that role for a few years, and then she went to be the senior women's administrator, and then a special assistant for Dan Radakovich. So she served a lot of places, and but excelled in each role. So just like I said, we lost a great one this week, Mickey. Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Hard to say goodbye to heroes like this, but you know, she fought a courageous battle with cancer, and she just was a champion in things that she did. She sure was. Just as proud to call her a friend.
No doubt about that, Sammy. Very kind, very nice of you with all that. And I'll leave you with this in this segment, is that I know Marvin and I know Jazz, one of their daughters, and I know they've been watching their mom being sick for a while now, and it had to hurt them. But boy, oh boy, you know, you think about that family and some raising some great kids and making a big influence in their church and things like this. So obviously a big part of our community, and she'll be missed. No doubt about that.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. But it's just, like I said, it's just a it's just, you know, just sometimes words don't put into just sometimes words just aren't adequate, you know, to express your sorrow to family. But like I said, she's the type, you know, some people leave voids and other vacancies, and she definitely left a void. You know, she just great person, and just a great influence on a lot of young people. If you read social media, you see a lot of former players and the friends have, you know, just all the great comments. It's just, like I said, Mickey, she touched a lot of people's lives, and that's what, you know, at the end of the day, that's what you want to do, is help others along the way, you know, that, you know, as you were helped. And that's a big part of life.
No doubt about that. Sammy, as usual, man, I always appreciate your time and appreciate your reflections on Barbara this morning.
Well, thank you, and I hope everybody has a good rest of the week.
Thank you, Sambo. That's your good friend Sam Blackman, noted author, noted historian of Clemson Athletics, talking about the great Barbara Kennedy Dixon. Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Let Mark and Amanda and the great folks over at Prime Lending take care of you. You know, they're setting records every single year. They got branches all over the place, and I can't keep up with everything they're doing over there, because it's just a fast-moving company, and they're doing awesome things at Prime Lending right now. It's Plains Capital Company, by the way. It's one of the largest banks out there. But at Prime Lending, Mark just says, look, I just want to talk to you. And talk to you is see if you're ready to refinance, or see if you're ready to do some renovation, or see if you're ready to buy a new home. And they just want to start a conversation. Contact them by phone or email. You can go to their website, primelendingsc.com. Local branches everywhere. They make it hassle-free, easy to understand. They help you make decisions. Well, on my remodeling deal that we did and renovating that we did, I didn't know we could structure the loan the way we did, and thank goodness Mark did know that, and we're able to do that. And the whole thing could close within 30 days many times. Let Prime Lending take care of you. Call Mark today, 230-9746. I've done two mortgages with them. I'll continue to stay with them because they're good people. They have great rates, and they really make it simple. That's where I can understand it all. We got a bunch of different resources on their website right now. Glossaries and calculators and home buyers guides, refinancing guides and videos and frequently asked questions. Let them talk to you about budgeting for a home and applying for home loans and the impact of your credit score and all this kind of stuff at primelendingsc.com. We'll take a short break. When we come back, phone calls, text, and tweets. We haven't done any Twitter stuff, Zach. We'll get into that when you return for more. It's Mickey Pollard Show, more after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2018 Clemson football single game tickets are currently available.
Go at left side looking for Higgins in the end zone. Ball batted up in the air. Higgins comes down with a touchdown.
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
You know what you could use right now? Flavor. And the best place to find a flavorful breakfast biscuit served all day, every day? Bojangles. Head to Bojangles and get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Tower International is recruiting full-time direct hire workers for all hourly positions to work second and third shifts at its Fountain Inn facility. Ready SC and SC Works will assist Tower International with a recruitment event on Saturday, July 28th from 9 a.m. until noon at McAllister Square. July 28th from 9 a.m. until noon in McAllister Square, 225 South Pleasantburg Drive, Greenville. Tower International, an equal opportunity employer, offers competitive wages and benefits. Again, recruitment event for Tower International, Saturday, June 28th from 9 a.m. until noon at McAllister Square, Greenville. July is National Ice Cream Month, when we celebrate the frozen deliciousness of our favorite ice cream. Nothing celebrates National Ice Cream Month like Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, available in four distinctly southern flavors. To find out more, go to clemsonsbest.com.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done? Close the door!
Heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites Plus Gas Relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites Plus Gas Relief. Available in the store near you.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
For this segment, I could sing All of Thunder Road for you.
Screen door slams.
Or
Mary's dress ways.
Or I could tell you a little bit of Urban Nirvana and talk a little bit about text line and Twitter.
I'm okay with either. It's really your personal preference.
Roy Orbison singing for the lonely.
Hey, that's me and I want you.
One of the all-time great songs right there. Welcome back. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. It means so much more, Zach, since you've been there. Let me know what you think about Urban Nirvana.
Urban Nirvana is a great place to visit if you're trying to make the special person in your life feel wonderful. Even tag along with them and enjoy that pleasurable experience, because it is just that. They take care of you there, put you into some lovely changing rooms. They give you a robe, some nice slippers to go into. You run into the massage room, and anything you need, anything you want, any pressure, any point you need to be focused on, they are there to take care of you. Cannot recommend it enough. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Locations in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston. Check them out today and enjoy your experience at Urban Nirvana.
You're like a slippers guy to me.
Yeah.
Oh, always
yeah.
peg you for a slippers guy.
Listen, I'm not going to have cold feet. That's just not going to happen.
No. Well, I'm no hero. That's understood. Twitter, at Mickey Pollard. Skip writes in, how vanilla will Clemson be against Furman? Will they be Clemson's best vanilla ice cream? If so, that's pretty good vanilla. I have a different philosophy about opening games of the season.
Okay.
Everybody says, well, don't show them a whole lot. And I go, well, I say the exact opposite.
Throw the kitchen sink at them?
Yes. Against Furman, I would run a bunch of different sets. I'd run some option in there. I'd run some all kinds of motion. I'd show them more than I plan on running against Texas A&M because I want them to have to prepare for a lot. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I want them to just to give them a ton of things to prepare for rather than just, you know, being very vanilla through all of
them. Do you want to give them the opportunity to prepare for things or do you want them to be completely surprised by stuff you bring to the table?
I want to show them to make them take time to prepare for them. If you run just a couple option plays there, you got to prepare for the option.
Sure.
So that gives them, and you only got, you know, a limited amount of time to prepare. Show them that. Show them a downfield pass game. Show
so
them
you're trying
game.
To spread them a little thin, is what you're telling me.
Yep. Spread your preparation thin, and then you narrow it down as that goes on. Texture said that Urban Nirvana description sounds like a dream if I ever, ever had one. Sure. It is a dream. No doubt about that. All right. A couple of things here in this segment.
Just a few things.
Just a few little, quick little things here. Finishing up on the parent stuff, a texter said, well, how about if your kid gets a high victim or a victim of high sticking in the face? I mean, there are extreme cases. You want to protect your son, your daughter in a sporting event, but still, that's your coach's job first and foremost. I think of all the strong things I say about parents and what you guys are involved in. And let me say this, look, I'm not a parent. And so, yeah, it's easy to sit back and criticize it, but I've coached and I've umpired. And I see exactly what we're talking about here. I think the strongest arguments I have is that most importantly, we need to make it enjoyable for your kid. And I just don't think that your kid is enjoying you screaming at the coach or screaming at the umpire. And I just don't think your kid is enjoying you putting pressure on him or her to play more, play better, got to hit better, got to throw better, got to be, you know. I don't think they enjoy that part of it. The single biggest argument I have in this case goes back to that survey. And these are kids that are scholarship athletes in a premier conference in the country that are competing against the country's best in their sport. And what they're telling you is what they want is – just be my parent. Just support me. I'm going to strike out three times in a game. I'm going to double fault on the serve. I'm going to double bogey hole. I'm going to, you know, pull a hamstring, or whatever, in a sprint. Whatever. Just support me as a parent. The coach has got the coaching part of it. The referee's got the refereeing part of it. I'm telling you, man, when my phone rings, I love my sister. I love my nephew. I love my two nieces. Every time some parent did something
sure.
at the game, and that's the latest controversy, and as some umpire said something to some coach, and some coach said something to some umpire, and then some family member said something about that kid's not playing, should be playing, and then they take it together. I'm like, man, this, oh, it's exhausting hearing it. And the answer is, well, what do you get to be a parent? What do you see? And I'm like, well, you know what? I'm not going to do that, man. I'm just not going to do that. I was lucky that my mom and dad didn't. Your old man, how was he? He listens, though. You can't really say anything.
He listens. Well, I can. I mean, he wasn't, you know, causing any kind of scenes at the games or anything like that.
But you saw it.
If he had to say anything, he waited until we were in the car on the way home and pointed something out. Right. And it wasn't anything bad.
Right.
He was always making sure we were having fun first and foremost and enjoying ourselves. But that being said, fun or not, once we committed to something,
yeah,
we weren't going to quit. We had to finish the season. We had to go through the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll say this. That's even at the college level. College coaches would tell you that they still have to do communication with parents.
Yeah.
You think that, like, once you reach that level, man, you're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're still having to do that.
Sometimes the coach you know, a lot of times actually, especially in these rec leagues, these little leagues, stuff like that, they don't know what they're talking about. They're there because they want to spend time with their kid and they want to be involved in their kid's lives. And
nobody else to do it.
And no one else to do it. And you know what? Credit to my dad in this instance. Yeah, some guy didn't know what he was talking about. He's not out there trying to coach other kids up or right. or show him up. He let him do his thing. He the guy volunteered his time to be there, let him do his thing. And then on the way home, if he wanted to correct something, he corrected something. It wasn't showing everybody up and making a big scene and trying to dominate the conversation.
Yeah. You know, in the end, I think it's a... I hear it's a big problem. I don't think it is as big a problem as people make it out to be, but the drama field people want drama all the time anyway.
Sure.
You got these people in your lives, right?
That love drama? Yeah.
Everything, all day, every day, every social media post is doom and gloom and it's bad this and bad that. And you got to surround yourself. It's a shark has to move to keep breathing, to keep alive. And that's what these people are, man. Like sharks, always got to have this attention. It's always got to be something. You got to create some drama somewhere, somehow, some way. You know, so I don't think it affects a large. I don't think it affects the majority of the kids or majority of the parents. But boy, you know what I'm talking about. There's one of them. There's two of them. And it is. Now you're talking about a guy that got kicked out of a little league, I mean, out of a AAU basketball game. So I can't say a whole lot there. But I was right about that. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. Is it as big a deal as I'm making out to be or not?
I mean, it probably is. I don't know. I haven't been around that scene in a couple of years.
Nick Saban made it sound like a big deal yesterday.
He did. Well, he's also a curmudgeon-y old man that doesn't like to listen to those kind of things.
Leads me to my next subject. Did you see the live Facebook and the Instagram live or whatever, the Twitter live of him walking into ESPN yesterday?
No.
I commented on it, and I shouldn't have.
What did you say?
He was walking in. Here's how the scene sets up. You got a couple of ladies that are walking with him. These are Alabama officials that are walking with him. And it's a pretty long walk, actually. And Saban's walking. He's got a Coke in one hand, Diet Coke, whatever it is. And then you got a couple of these media geek, that Alabama media team member geek guys, you know?
Diet Coke. You know Diet Coke has more caffeine than regular Coke?
Sure. But not as many calories.
Not as much sugar.
Right. Got a little aspartame in there. Anyway, so the little guy says, hey, Coach, I just want to let you know we're going live Facebook Live or Twitter Live or Yahoo Live, whatever. I don't know, one of those live things, whatever. And they walk for about 30 seconds. And nobody says anything. And Saban says, by telling me that means you want me to talk about something? You want me to say something? And the guy goes, no, Coach, we're just going to film this on in. He goes, well, I mean, if you want me to say something, we're about to go see Reese Davis, and he's a good friend, and we're pretty excited about this thing. And I made the comment. I'll show it to you in a break. I made the comment on Twitter, barrel full of monkeys.
Nice.
Thank you. Surprised you didn't see my tweet on that.
I did not see that.
But I made it to the Alabama like live team. I'm sure he got ripped for it on other stuff, but he's the best coach in college football. I get it. But as far as the guy you want to hang out with, can you imagine like being Nick Saban's like neighbor? First of all, I can't because you're in a little bit different neighborhood than I'm in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're in the uppity up part of town.
Yeah, so I can't really do that. But the second part of it is that can you imagine like being his neighbor and like. You remember that? I told you that he sent the note out when they didn't have their own football offices and they were all, with all athletic department officials, and he said, sent out a note to everybody, hey, don't speak to me in the hallways. I don't have time for that. Just assume I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well, too, but it'd be a distraction if we had chit-chat in the hallways. Can you imagine Will Huss sitting down that trail? Hey, y'all don't speak to each other in the hallways. We got a job to do around here.
Hey, eyes down.
Let's do that around here from now on.
Yeah, eyes down. Nobody talk.
Send Gramlet when she comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Send her a little thing. We're not talking to each other.
We're not speaking.
We got a job to do around here.
We have a professional job to do.
That's hilarious to me, man. Absolutely hilarious. But you know what? The guy wins, and the guy wins, and the guy wins. And that's what, like I said, if I'm looking for a neighbor, looking for a friendly guy to invite over, if looking for somebody to go play golf with, somebody to hang out with, go to the lake with, somebody to go into the game with, whatever, I'll pick somebody else. But the guy wins, and that's great. I'll make the statement all the time, but I want my surgeon. I don't care if my surgeon's a good guy or not. And had a buddy who's in that industry said, "You're right, man. The nicest surgeons are the ones that are skeptical about their status. The ones that just are jerks are just the best surgeons out there." Might not know that. Anyway, hey, get in touch with our friends, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-815-8. Let Tim Worley come in, measure, give you an estimate. You're going to love it. Continue to send me your texts, your tweets, folks. There are friends of mine out there, listeners of the show. I didn't even know you guys have done it, and you did it, and now it looks awesome. I saw a friend of mine in a grocery store yesterday. He got his garage floor done that way. Everybody I know is doing this, and their value of their home's going up. It's a no-obligation phone call. Let them show you their high-performance, solid epoxy-based flooring that's going to look awesome in your home. 404-8158. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Get in touch with those good folks.